When Bernie Sanders was a little boy in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Navy Yard was a bustling industrial site where thousands of workers built ships and worked the docks during wartime. Last night, it was a showcase for candidate Bernie Sanders and candidate Hillary Clinton and their competing visions for the nation. For Sanders, his appeal to young voters may be the only way he can win in his home state next Tuesday, and it showed.
The reason why in virtually every contest we are winning by very strong margins, younger people, and I'm not just talking about very young, you know, the older you get, the youngest, 45 or younger, is I think people are sensing that establishment politics and dependence on Wall Street and big money interest is really never going to address the crises that we face.
Hillary Clinton had this last chance to fight her reputation as an establishment Democrat. Her paid speeches from corporate events have become an issue throughout the campaign, and CNN debate moderator Dana Bash challenged Clinton on why she hasn't released the transcripts from speeches to Wall Street bankers.
It is your Democratic opponent and many Democratic voters who want to see those transcripts. It's not about the Republicans at this point. Let's set the same standard for everybody. When everybody does it, okay, I will do it. But let's set and expect the same standard on tax returns. Everybody does it, and then we move forward.
So much attention has been focused on the more chaotic and emotional GOP campaign that these Democratic candidates yearn to talk about issues that will certainly come up in the general election.
We've had 8 debates before. This is our 9th. We've not had one question about a woman's right to make her own decisions about reproductive health care. Not one question. And in the meantime, we have states, governors, doing everything they can to restrict women's rights. We have a presidential candidate by the name of Donald Trump saying that women should be punished.
The debate was billed as real candidate-to-candidate combat, and there were moments.
When you were Secretary of State, you also worked hard to expand fracking to countries all over the world. But the issue here, of course the agreement is a step forward, but you know agreements and I know agreements, there's a lot of paper there. We've got to get beyond paper right now. Does Secretary Clinton have the experience and the intelligence to be a president? Of course she does. But I do question... But I do question her judgment. I question a judgment which voted for the war in Iraq, the worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country.
On both sides of the aisle, the New York primary could push both party conventions into delegate stalemates, or it could push some candidates out for good. And in this rough-and-tumble campaign, political comedians would be sad to see any of the faces go. Comedian and commentator Jimmy Tingle says it's almost as though politics has become its own comedy channel in 2016. Tingle's one-person show, Jimmy Tingle for President, the funniest campaign in history, mocks the system and the candidates, but Tingle says never has fear so dominated the messages of the candidates and the laugh lines of the comedians.
First of all, in order for the opposing party to get into office, to regain the White House, you have to make the case that everything's terrible. So why else would people want to switch gears or change teams, right? That's part of it, the natural inclination to, you know, make the other side look more horrible or worse than they are, make the economy look worse than it is, to constantly emphasize the negative, all the things that haven't happened, all the things that are going wrong. But so much of what's happened in this country right now is trending in a positive direction. Not everything, but a lot of things are trending in a positive direction. For example, Americans are living longer and healthier lives than ever before. They say 60. 60 is old as the new 40. I love that. 80 is the new 60. I love that. 100 is the new 80. I love that. And the afterlife is the new assisted living. So we have that to look forward to. And John, I don't know if you know this, but 5 years ago, I went back to school, got a master's degree. And I just want to say the great thing about going back to school in your 50s, you get the student ID and the senior discount.
And that turned you into a Republican or a Democrat?
It made me more aware of how many good people there are in this country doing positive things in a whole host of industries. And it made me more, I would say, open to other people's ideas and open to just the political discourse. I watched all the debates, and I try to be objective, but the amount of negativity is just, it's overwhelming.
But I don't see why you would be madder today than you would be in 2008 when the whole global economy was about to fall off a cliff, or madder than 2004 when you had two wars that were complete fiascos, Abu Ghraib pictures all over the place. That's mad. Vietnam War, 50,000 or more dead. That's some anger. The Cold War, I mean, the Reagan era, I mean, anger. Yeah. Okay, I get it, but 2016?
John, I'm not saying it's justified. I'm just saying those are the reasons, the contributing factors. There's so much disinformation out there in the media. People don't know what to believe. And that's why the Tingle administration, had I been elected, John, I would have mandated a bull detector for the public airwaves. So somebody makes a political statement, you fact check the information. If the information is correct, you allow the tape to proceed. If it's inaccurate, a little jingle comes on. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And a little bull trots out on the screen and takes a lap around the person's head. And then they're fined for the infraction because it's a product. These people are selling a product. They're selling their political campaigns and their political careers as a product. And if you went on television and said, this beer has no calories in it, and then you did a chemical analysis of the beer and there were 500 calories in the beer, you would be fined, you would be sued, there would be some sort of ramifications. There's no consequences right now for disinformation on the public airwaves, whether it's television debates, commercial radio, or wherever. But I agree with you, and I agree with the quote by Martin Luther King, that the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Donald Trump running for president, a few steps backwards.
Boston-based political satirist Jimmy Tingle. This is The Takeaway.
That's just the way it goes.
Sometimes, but not for humorists. I mean, for people who make their living with comedy. I mean, Trump is an asset or no?
Well, put it this way. I saw him in front of his supporters recently. He said, if you elect me as your president, your lives will improve dramatically. And I have to say, as a comedian, that's definitely true. He is definitely an asset. Let's face it, the guy's very entertaining. He was asked, why he thinks he's been audited 12 times over the last 12 years. And he said, I don't know, maybe it's my strong Christian faith. I don't think so. I really don't think that's what's driving the audits. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says, and the Lord said, build a wall across the southern border.
What about Bernie Sanders? What explains the Brooklyn burn becoming such an anger generator within the Democratic Party? Hillary Clinton seemed to have this sewed up a year ago.
I don't think it is anger. I mean, I think in terms of Bernie Sanders, I think you see a man that's committed to certain principles, who's been in the political game for 35, 40 years. He's been a mayor, a congressman, a senator. He sees the influence of money. He sees what's happened to wages. Wages are stagnated. Companies have moved offshore. He's articulating that to people who are thousands of dollars in debt from student loan. The people aren't making the money they used to make. Or put it this way, everything's more expensive. The wages have gone up. Yeah, they've gone up, but relative to what things cost, not as much, obviously. So I don't think he's angry, and I don't think his people are really necessarily angry. I just think they're aware of what's happening. He's given people an opportunity to vote for a change. And that doesn't take anything away from Hillary Clinton. I think she's incredibly qualified and very strong and stable. And I've heard Republicans say this, is ready on day one to walk into the White House and to be able to do the job.
Jimmy, thanks so much.
Great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Jimmy Tingle is a comedian and commentator. We spoke to him from our partner station, WGBH, in Boston.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.